Radio City Talk.
The A to Z of Merseyside football.
John Keith is back for another A to Z of Merseyside football. We remain on the letter H's. In fact, we'll probably see 2018 out with the letter H's. H's remarkable. We had Hansen last week, and today we land on a legendary manager, John.
Yes, indeed. Gerard Houllier, Steve, who you know very well. Well, his arrival at Liverpool was mired in controversy, and it somehow dogged his management career at Anfield as the club's first foreign manager, despite his unrivalled achievement of collecting five trophies in the calendar year of 2001. Liverpool's decision to appoint Houllier as joint manager with Roy Evans in July 1998 must rank as one of the most ill-considered in the history of the club. Joint responsibility was doomed from the outset, put into realistic, fundamental perspective by Evans when he revealed, "Some of the players would ask me what time the bus would be leaving for an away game, and I'd tell them. Others would ask Gerard, and he'd tell them a different time. It was that sort of basic thing that made it unworkable." Evans tolerated it for 4 months until pulling down the curtain on his 35 years at Anfield by resigning following the 3-1 home League Cup defeat by Tottenham in November 1998, driving away with a tear in his eye from the club he joined as an apprentice in 1963 to become a first-team player, coach, then manager in 1994. Houllier, born in Therouanne, France, in September 1947, played as a midfielder for Houllier from 1959 to 1971, and his teaching degree course took him to the city of Liverpool to spend a year as an assistant at Allsop Comprehensive School, just a few miles from Anfield, as we know. The proximity of the stadium allowed Houllier to pay his first visit in September 1969 to see Bill Shankly's Liverpool put 10 goals past Irish club Dundalk in the European Fairs Cup, an experience of the cop that struck an enduring chord in Houllier's psyche. And when, as manager of French club Lens, he returned as a spectator for Liverpool's European Cup clash with Widzew Łódź in March 1983, ostensibly to watch one of his transfer targets, Vladimir Smolarek, Houllier was totally captivated by the atmosphere, turning to his assistant Joachim Marx and confiding, "One day I'd love to be coach here at Liverpool." Well, his ambition would be realised 15 years later. Prior to that, he'd had a series of jobs at club and national level. He was a deputy headmaster in France until the age of 26, a role some of his critics claimed was still evident in his later managerial personality.
Without doubt.
Houllier began his full-time managerial career as player-manager of Lutuke in 1973, later became youth coach at Arras, head coach at Noeux-les-Mines, and then Lens, who he led to promotion and into the UEFA Cup, before taking over at Paris Saint-Germain in 1985, guiding them to the French title a year later. In 1988, Houllier became technical director and assistant to the French national side under Michel Platini. Houllier succeeded him as manager in 1992, but quit after the country's failure to qualify for the 1994 World Cup finals, famously blaming David Ginola, claiming in a book the player's misplaced cross had led to Bulgaria's counter-attack winning goal in France's 2-1 defeat. It led to Ginola suing Houllier, which was dismissed by a French court. Houllier remained as technical director and 4 years later was praised for his contribution to France becoming world champions. In the summer, he joined Liverpool as joint boss with Evans. The doomed joint management period produced only 7 wins in 18 games, and after the departure of Evans, Liverpool's finished the season in 7th place, with Houllier bringing back former club captain Phil Thompson as his assistant and embarking on his self-styled 5-year rebuilding programme. That involved the departure of several of a squad still burdened by the Spice Boys image. Out went a batch of players including Paul Ince, David James, Rob Jones, Jason McAteer and Steve Harkness, with Steve McManaman headed for Real Madrid on a free transfer. In came Sammy Hippier, Stefan Honcho, Vladimir Smeisser, Sander Vest Westerveld, Titi Kamara, Detmar Hamann, Eric Mayor and Jimmy Traore, while Houllier inherited the rising youthful talents of future captain Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, Michael Owen and Robbie Fowler. Liverpool entered the new millennium in Houllier's first full season in sole charge with a fourth-placed league finish after early exits in the domestic cups. But the following campaign of 2000-2001 saw Anfield showered in silverware. The League Cup was first on Houllier's sideboard, won 5-4 on penalties against Birmingham after Fowler's goal in a 1-1 draw at the Millennium Stadium, the club's first major trophy in 6 years. The FA Cup followed at the same venue with Owen's brace in the final 7 minutes, beating Arsenal 2-1. And 4 days later, the treble was completed in an extraordinary UEFA Cup final against Spanish club Deportivo Alaves at Dortmund's Westfalenstadion. The game was level 4-4 at 90 minutes. Marcus Babbel, Gerrard, Gary McAllister from a penalty and Fowler scoring for Liverpool, with Alaves twice coming back to equalise, the second time through Johan Cruyff's son, Jordi. But they suffered meltdown during extra time, having two players sent off and then ensuring an historic victory for Houllier's side when Delphi Gelly headed past his own keeper for a 117th minute own goal, golden goal, giving Liverpool a 5-4 win and their first European trophy for 17 years. 3 months later, early in the following season, when John Onorisa and Milan Baroš were signed, they added the Charity Shield and the European Super Cup by beating Manchester United and Bayern Munich respectively to complete their remarkable 2001 trophy odyssey. The five-cup year was the high watermark of Houllier's Anfield voyage. Less than 2 months after the win over Bayern, he took ill during the interval of the home clash with Leeds and was rushed to hospital to undergo 11-hour life-saving heart surgery. During Houllier's four-month absence from managerial duty, Phil Thompson deputised impressively, guiding the team to second place in the league and into the later stages of the Champions League, with Houllier making a dramatic return to the dugout in the 2-0 home win over Roma, which took Liverpool into the quarter-final, in which they were eliminated by Bayer Leverkusen. Liverpool finished the season runners-up to Arsenal, their highest Premier League position, and lifted the League Cup again the following season, beating Manchester United at the happy hunting ground of the Millennium Stadium. But there was a general feeling that Houllier was never the same after his life-or-death surgery. Fans, already furious at cop idol Robbie Fowler being sold to Leeds, pointed to the signings of El Hadj Diouf, Salif Diao and Bruno Cheru as below Liverpool's standard, and the product on the pitch was less than inspiring. Houllier, though, remained defiant. After finishing fifth in 2002-03 and failing to qualify for the Champions League, Houllier brought in Harry Kewell and Steve Finnan and in October took the armband from Hippier to make Gerrard captain. Although Liverpool finished fourth to qualify for the Champions League, team performances continued to be criticised, and Houllier's quoting of match statistics to support the displays led to one pundit observing, "If I look at a work of art, I either like it or I don't. I don't need some expert telling me what to think." Which is fair enough. The end of Houllier's reign came in May 2004, officially by mutual consent and with a year of his contract left. Quote, "If they want to go back to the 70s and 80s, they can do it without me," was Houllier's spiky comment. But he later reflected, "I arrived as a Liverpool supporter and I leave as an even bigger one. The mission of a manager is threefold. First, to win a trophy, which we did. The second is to leave a legacy, and the legacy is the team that won the Champions League the following year under Rafael Benitez. The third mission of a manager is to make players improve, and we had a Ballon d'Or in Michael Owen while Steven Gerrard became a world-class international." Houllier, awarded the OBE for services to football, later managed Lyon to two French titles, spent 9 months in charge of Aston Villa in 2010-11, and in the summer of 2012 was appointed head of global football for Red Bull's stable of clubs. But his glittering rear of 2001 remained, Steve, a shining achievement in the history of Liverpool Football Club.
He's a fascinating character. He can be credited with revolutionising the football club. He can. He took them into the 21st century with things like diets and training and a lot of those things behind the scenes that we don't see. But interestingly enough, despite having won all those cups, I'm not sure whether Liverpool fans treat him in the high regard that they treat Bob, Bill, Kenny, even Rafa, who came after him, he doesn't seem to be put on the same pedestal.
No, he doesn't, which is a pity because, as you say, you know, five cups in a calendar year is amazing. Mm. But it's strange how people perceive things, isn't it? And as you say, I think his personality was possibly against him, Steve, don't you?
Yes, I might go along
with
that.
And he can't help that.
And you mentioned it right at the very start, just to finish quickly. Was it revolutionary of the club to appoint joint managers or completely misguided at the time? Did they think they were being a step ahead of the game, do you think, the football club?
I don't know whether they thought we'd be in a step ahead of the game. I think they wanted to keep... Roy says at first, it was said that Gerard was coming in as a coach and he agreed to it. And I don't think really he knew the full scale of what was going to happen. But I think they look back on it now, the club, as I think possibly the worst, the most stupid decision they've ever made, because it just does not work, does it?
No, mon Dieu. It didn't work out, did it? Thank you very much, John Keith, A to Z of Merseyside Football. And you can catch John in conversation with a whole host of Liverpool legends in a special show at the New Brighton Floral Pavilion dedicated to Bob Paisley. That takes place in January.
Radio City Talk. The A to Z of Merseyside Football.